So I want you to imagine, just like I was saying to Alana, that you're in a room and across from you is a chair, and you're sitting in a chair, and you're looking across at this chair, this empty chair in front of you. And I want you to put the person in the chair, the person that you named. And if you're not quite sure, then you need to put one of your parents in the chair. And we're going to do some tapping as if we're talking to that person. And I'm going to use some sentences that allow you to fill in the blank a little bit. So if I say, you made me feel, I want you to fill in the blanks on those sentences. Okay? So tapping, and you can tap on any of the points, but we're going to tap as if we're just talking to this person. Okay? And we've created this space with you and this other person in this chair that becomes a very safe place. If the person is still alive or they're older now or they've passed on, I just want you to know that this is a safe place for you to express. Okay? Because it is, regardless of the other person in their situation, whether you're compassionate for them or not, you are allowed to have your feelings and your reactions to what happened. Okay, so just tapping through the points. I have this huge vow to never be vulnerable. And I learned it from you. I learned it because of the pain that you gave me. Maybe on purpose, maybe not. You taught me this. You showed me that if I was vulnerable, if I asked, if I believed and hoped to get my needs met, if I opened up, there would be a special kind of pain and disappointment. And it would really hurt. And it did hurt. Maybe it hurt physically. Maybe it was traumatic. Maybe it was life-threatening. Maybe it hurt psychically. The pain of judgment or criticism. The deep, searing pain of being ignored, abandoned, disappointed, criticized, laughed at. You really did a number on me. Maybe you couldn't help it, and maybe you were just evil, just cruel, unconscious. But you did this to me. You made me feel. You made me think I was. You really hurt me. And I learned that day, I will never let this happen again. The pain was searing and deep, gnawing pain. And I had no way to process it, to verbalize it, to make sense of it. I was a child. I blame you for this. I blame you for this. I hold you accountable for this. You made me feel. You made me think. You made me mistrust myself. Mistrust other people. You taught me not to trust my feelings, my needs, my instincts. You taught me the only instinct I should trust is danger, fear, and being guarded, being strong and perfect. You taught me to be impervious. And man, has that cost me. I blame you. You weren't supposed to teach me that. And I'm still angry about it. And I should be. It was so wrong. So unfair. So insane. I blame you. And I've paid the price. This has stopped me from doing everything in my life in a fuller, richer way. This has blocked my joy and my feeling. This has blocked relationships for me. I have lost, because of this, so much. And I blame you. I blame you. You hurt me. I honor myself. All this pain, all this loss. I had to adapt. I had to create this vow to protect myself. I created these vows, but they have denied me. And it started with you. This has become my mission. To guard myself. To be perfectly strong. To never need anyone. This became my mission. And I don't know how to lay it down, but it's costing me. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. And so we want to, depending on the level of trauma and situation, you know, you want to voice and over voice and let yourself say, I blame you, because it's a way of accessing the vow to get even, the bigger charge of unfairness, of anger, of rage.